This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Derek walks you through how to win government jobs and contracts, effectively manage your government career, and best utilize government services. Every week on Fed Access, you'll learn about interesting federal agencies, workers, and jobs. Fed Access provides you the access you need to succeed in the federal government. And now your host, Derek T. Dortch.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Thank you for stopping by this show. We're always glad to have you. Today, we're going to be talking about an important topic that's always really, really important to me, the state of veteran affairs, the state of veterans in terms of them coming back from war and coming back and finding employment, getting out there and restarting their lives again after serving our country for so long. We've got in studio with us someone who's definitely been on the forefront of that and has experienced a number of different things in terms of being on the war front, but then also being a veteran who is now working to help veterans get back into the employment market, start businesses and everything else. Philip Sella. He is the program manager of a Department of Veteran Affairs program called the VA Accelerator. You can find the site at vaaccelerator.com. But he's going to talk to us today about what is going on with the state of veterans and what the VA Accelerator is doing to help veterans get back in the employment market and start businesses. Philip, welcome to Fed Access.
Thank you, Derek.
You know, you've got an interesting background, Philip. You have been in national, you've been in the Army, been in the National Guard, served in kind of special forces, and then kind of had your own businesses and everything else. You know, you know the market more than anything as you're working with these programs. I mean, when you look at the state of veterans and the state of veteran affairs as we're coming off of Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, what are you seeing and what's the concern out there as we look at veterans who are coming back and looking for employment or those who had businesses or those who are looking to start businesses? What are you seeing?
Derek, that's a great question. A couple things I'm seeing. One is that the veterans have the highest demographic of unemployment in the country. Any, if you get out of the Washington, D.C. area and drive 100 miles in any direction, you're going to find that the unemployment is starking amongst veterans. The other piece of it is that the veterans that were business owners, that were reservist guardsmen, that were called up to active duty, their businesses have been greatly impacted while they were deployed. And this is a challenge because here you have veterans who have sacrificed their families, their careers, their lives, and their future for the country, and yet they are the largest population that are underserved today in employment and self-employment.
You know, you talk about kind of the sacrifice, and I know me and you were talking about your own story about, you know, I mean, and people think about National Guards and Reservemen, they kind of think that, hey, listen, they just went away and they're able to come right back and then pick back up. You know, even with your own story, I mean, what is the real case? I mean, I think there's a myth between what people think in the civilian world who are not engaged in it and then what's happening in the real world. What is that really like?
Well, Derek, for me, it was pretty challenging a few times around. I've been caught up for about 53 months since 9/11. First, starting after September 2001, I was called to active duty, and at that point in time, I was caught up for 6 months. I was then released, then caught up again for a few months later for 2 years. So, over a 32-month period, I had served 30 years. I mean, over a 32-month period, I'd already served.
That
30
months,
yeah, 30 sure. months on active duty. Sure. So I, as a small business owner, it was basically shut down and restart.
And so you, at that time, you were a small business owner when you were called up.
That's correct.
And so with that, you know, the impact on your business, were you able to keep things going? Were you able to, did you have to completely shut that whole business down? Or how did that work?
I had to completely shut it down. And so when I came back from active duty and I had some injuries from overseas, that basically I had to heal on my own, restart my business, and begin all over again. And that transition was very challenging.
I could imagine. You know, with that, it does and you know, people are probably thinking, well, maybe the government provides some kind of assistance for a person who's, you know, has their own business, this, that, and the other. Is that true? I mean, does the government say, you know what, you were your own business owner?
You get no support at that point in time, because what happens is that because you're self-employed, you can't file for unemployment. Hmm. And so basically is you're drawing on your savings. And then in late 2007, I was called again to active duty. And at that point in time, a large business, being a small business owner and a federal contractor myself, a large business decided to prey upon our contracts. And basically, we lost 90% of the business. Wow. While I was deployed because of the preying upon the business. And talking to the DOD Small Business Office at the time, because we were actually contracted to the Department of Defense, they said this is quite typical for small business owners to basically have to collapse their business because the owner is
deployed in the military. You know, with that, and a lot of times, and I don't know if is that the case with you, a lot of times the salary that you're making in the military is not necessarily equivalent to what you had as a small business owner. So you're taking a significant loss. You may have family needs and other things like that. I mean, how do you cope? I mean, and have you found that story, that your story is not an individual story? You've seen that story amongst many people who have had to leave either civilian careers or whatever the case is. And I know no one complains, but there seems to be a big sacrifice that's made economically and other things that can cause a lot of other problems.
Well, there's a couple dynamics to it. One is that, you know, certainly your income is directly affected. But also, if you have a small business like myself who has employees, those employees are directly impacted. And the reason Right. why is because as the business owner, you're also finding and growing the business itself, and you're managing and leading your organization. And as a deployed business owner, you're trying to do those things, as well as at the same time is you're trying to retain your employees. And when your employees see that a large business, for example, is trying to come after your business while you're deployed, that really affects the employees. The good news is for me is I had very strong employees who stuck together, and you know, we worked through it. The challenge is for many other businesses, small businesses, is they really don't have any other way to go except for collapse.
And may not recover.
They may not recover. And we're still trying to recover. Sure. I mean, you know, to be direct is that E-Advantage, my small business, has not recovered yet. Sure. And it's, you know, it's been years. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, during my last deployment, I was injured and I spent 13 months at Walter Reed. That didn't help at all.
Right.
In the recovery. However, being at Walter Reed was a blessing. And the reason why it was a blessing is because I got to really spend some time with veterans. I had 13 months of time to spend with veterans who were having to transition out of the military because of their injuries. And I was able to spend 13 months help mentoring them and help in transitioning their lives and their careers over to what they're going to do in the future.
Sure, sure. Was this kind of like the catalyst? I mean, is this where the VA Accelerator kind of came into? And I know you're working, you know, with Department of Veteran Affairs with this program, but while you were at Walter Reed and given your background, was the VA Accelerator kind of started in your mind at that point in time?
It did. And the reason why is because for a long time, I had believed in the blended learning concept. And as I worked, mentored, and advised these veterans, and many of them just didn't know what their direction was going to be. Were they going to try to be self-employed? Were they going to be employed? What were they going to do? So what I did was I worked with them in each of the individual cases. None of them were gravitating back to the D.C. area. All of them were scattered, going to go back to their home. Sure. And in that dynamic, you really have to help them land successfully no matter where they're going to go to and no matter what their career direction is going to be.
Phil, hold that right there. When we come back, I want to talk about, you know, because we're getting into the VA Accelerator. I want you to break down what the VA Accelerator is. And I know this kind of came into your mind while you were at Walter Reed. I want to kind of talk about how it started, what the program is, and then how is it out there to help veterans in terms of finding employment, and then also how to help them start their own businesses, or if they are a business owner, how to help them keep their business going and growing and going from there. We're talking to Philip Sella. He is the program manager of the VA Accelerator. It's a Department of Veteran Affairs program. You can find it at vaaccelerator.com, vaaccelerator.com. When we come back, we'll keep on talking about these veteran issues and work on getting veterans employed and getting them starting businesses out there. You listen to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we are talking about veteran issues and specifically veteran employment and veteran entrepreneurship, about how to get veterans out there, back employed, but also getting veterans starting businesses that they can employ other veterans and also help our economy start growing. We've got a number of veterans who have a number of different skills that come from the military that will help them become great business owners. And we're talking about that today. We have Philip Sella in the studio. He is the program manager of a program called the VA Accelerator. You can find it at vaaccelerator.com. If you're a veteran, you need to definitely take a look at it, vaaccelerator.com. But he's here and he understands the veteran issues personally, but he also understands it in the point in which he's out there because he's been at Walter Reed, he's been wounded, he's been on the war front, and he's out there now as a champion for veterans to help them get their businesses started and help them get employed. Phil, we were talking about at Walter Reed when you were there for 13 months because you were wounded. We were out there mentoring. And I think even while you were there, I remember me and you talked that you won an award for like the volunteer of, Volunteer of the Year or something like that?
I was awarded the Military Outstanding Volunteer Service Medal, Derek, and it was to me.
Was that for your mentorship of the veterans out there?
That was really. It was. I was surprised me because it was from the observation of a VA employee on helping veterans. I've really, dedicated a lot of my life now since my first call up in September 2001 to really helping the veterans and accelerating their career and accelerating their life.
Right. And I know you're still a National Guardsman. You spent how many years so far in duty?
Well, I'm over three decades, Derek, so I'm one of the old guys.
You're one of the old guys, yeah. But you've been there, done that, and have served a noble, and we appreciate your service. You know, when you were there, Walter Reed, the VA Accelerator came into your mind. What is the VA Accelerator? I mean, what is a program?
Well, the VA Accelerator, Derek, is really an environment, a blended learning environment. So no matter where the veteran is in the country or what path they decide to go on, we have the tools, the education tools for them. And really what it comes down to is that it's focused on two pieces. One is self-employment, and then we're starting to roll out an employment piece. But the self-employment, it's all about two pieces to be successful in self-employment. It's about planning and opportunity.
And with that, when we talk about kind of planning and opportunity, you as a veteran, I mean, you've been in the military for a long time and everything else. I mean, what is the veteran bringing to the table that you see makes them that, premier, maybe entrepreneur? I mean, what are they bringing to the table that maybe other people haven't experienced?
Veteran has a lot of capabilities. The veteran really comes from a capability of understanding leadership, understanding management, understanding how to solve complex problems and challenges, and how to really overcome, obstacles, which is really great things for business. The challenge is the way the military is structured is different than the commercial world. Hmm. And so you have to be able to transfer those skills that you have over to the commercial world, where your employees or your business, is very in tune with the customer, and is focused on delivering that excellence.
Do you think that's the challenge? That, I mean, so the veterans have all these great operational skills, whether it be logistics or whether it be managing money or planning operations, but are you finding that the disconnect is that, you know, in taking it to the civilian world and maybe understanding whether it be customer service or understanding the sales side or understanding certain things like that, is that where you find a disconnect is and the hurdle is?
Yeah, exactly. You need to be able to, the veteran needs to be able to take those, what I call soft skills, mm-hmm. and take that as the soft military skills that every veteran has, but then wrap those soft skills with business skills that are targeted to the direction they want to go.
Okay. And with the VA Accelerator, and I've kind of looked at the program, and it has a number of different modules. Break it down for us. So if a veteran kind of got into this program, and one, you know, who's eligible to get into this program? I mean, who is it for? Is it for all veterans? Is it for a certain, you know, veteran? And once they get into the program, what do they see? Or what are they going to be doing in the program? What kind of classes? Or, you know, how is it going to help them?
Well, the program was initially started from VA to focus on Chapter 31 or disabled veterans. But the VA has opened it up to non-Chapter 31 veterans. As long as you meet the qualifications from the VA, every veteran is allowed to participate. Now, the next piece of it is the way it's broken down is in a couple ways. If it depends upon where you are and the veteran is in their journey of life. If they're looking at trying to understand what business they want to go into, we have a curriculum called the VA Business Program that'll help them sort through what they want to do and help them drive down into developing that plan and also give them the skills to be able to operationalize their business, much like the in the military where you have to actually conduct the operations.
Right, where you develop an operational plan and carry out a mission. And with that, is that a dynamic of helping them understand a feasibility study or kind of a marketing plan or a business plan? I mean, are those the things that is being taught through the VA Accelerator?
Absolutely. And we do it through a couple ways. One is it's self-paced. We tie in webinars with that. We also tie them to mentors. And we have over 500 interviews from experts talking about specific topics.
You know, with that, with these topics, if a person, and tell me if this is the case, Phil, if a person came in and said, I want to start my own business. And I say, you know what, yeah, I've got all these different resources out there. Are we saying, hey, you know what, go to the VA Accelerator first. You've got a self-paced courses that you can go in, learn how to do these things. And is that person then able to kind of get started right away, or do they need to go through the whole thing? I mean, when you set this thing up, how was your philosophy with it?
Well, there's two parts. Derek, that's a great question, because there's two parts of again, it's planning and opportunity. So to be successful in business. So the planning piece is what we do is we start taking them through understanding the planning piece and building their plan. Mm-hmm. And we work with them and facilitate and mentor them through the planning process. And while they're going through the planning process, they may decide, gee, I want to be for example, I want to be in the restaurant business.
Sure.
Well, one of the things we introduce them to is franchising.
Okay.
What about franchising in that type of business?
Sure.
So if they want to focus on federal contracting, we tie them in with mentors that are in federal contracting. So depending upon where they want to be, where they're landing in America and the fabric of America and where they want to be and what they want to do, the planning process helps them sort through it. And then we tied in with the operational pieces of actually running a business.
You know, I want to hold that right there, and we got to take a quick break, because you mentioned two things I want to talk about: franchising and also federal contracting. One, why? And I know we got a program that you're working with International Franchise Association in terms of the VA Accelerator about, you know, looking at franchises as an opportunity for veterans. I want to talk about why that's important, but also with federal contracting, we've had, you know, about 10 years of federal contracting was the boom. And now we've got these budget issues, sequestration, and everybody's worried about the budget up until 2015 or beyond. Is the federal contracting market a still strong market for veterans? Or do we now need to have veterans begin looking outside of this market at other opportunities? I want to talk about that when we come back. We're talking to Philip Sellup. He is the program manager of the VA Accelerator. It's the Department of Veteran Affairs program focus in helping veterans get employment opportunities and get entrepreneurship opportunities, start their own businesses and everything else. You can find the website at VAAccelerator.com. Again, VAAccelerator.com. We'll be right back after this break and continue to talk about these veteran issues and getting veterans employed and getting them starting businesses. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Deutsch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Deutsch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we're having a good discussion about veteran issues, and in particular, veteran issues as it relates to employment, what I call the double E's, employment and entrepreneurship opportunities. In this whole dynamic, we've got to get out there and get these veterans employed. And then also, veterans are probably some of the best people who can start businesses because they come from a background of an operational dynamic. They come from a background where they can very much show, you know, take plans, lay them out, and get the mission accomplished. And those are sometimes the best skills for a business owner. We're talking to Philip Sella. He is the program manager for a program called the VA Accelerator. It's a Department of Veteran Affairs program. You can find it at VAAccelerator.com. But it's a program specifically designed to help veterans get the skills they are to make them more employable, but the skills they also need to start their own businesses and become entrepreneurs. Phil, we were talking in the last segment about kind of two dynamics, and you know, we can hit both of them, you know, simultaneously, but I want to kind of take them one at a time. Federal contracting. You know, we had this big boom and a lot of people were getting federal contracts, you know, especially during the war. You know, contracts are being given out left and right. And so, but now we're seeing this shrinkage. The government's shrinking. The government is talking about their own budget cuts. DOD is hurting and everything else. Is this market for federal contracting still one that veterans can jump into? Or do we need to now have veterans begin looking for other opportunities?
Derek, great question. There's a couple things that that the veteran who's looking to become an entrepreneur needs to think about. One is where do they live in the geography? Because federal contracting really is most prevalent in three major places where the dollars are spent: the Washington, D.C. area, Denver, and Atlanta. And the other piece that they need to think about is how long will it take me to start up and get my business going? Federal contracting typically is an 18-month to 24-month sales cycle. In other words, to be able to get your first contract and probably as a partner. The other piece of it is there's a lot more – federal contracting is being compressed in dollars, and there's a lot more competitors out there. Mm. So is this really the right – you have to think about, is this the right business that you want to go in?
Right, sure. And with all of that, I mean, you've had that experience. I mean, the contracting cycle for federal government can be a long process. I mean, that's not a short turnaround in terms of dollars. And even when you win a contract, it's not automatically you're giving out a check. Is that right? I mean, you've experienced your own self as a federal contractor.
It could be you may have an award or submit an RFP, a request for proposal, and have to wait 2 years.
Hmm.
So it's
So a small business can survive during that.
Yeah, could you survive? And are there other opportunities for you to have a business?
Right.
You know, outside of the federal contracting world.
Right. Is that something when you kind of designed a VA accelerator? Is that something to kind of help? You know, if a person either is thinking about getting into business or maybe already have their own business, mm-hmm. is that something designed to help them think about that? Like, hey, listen, what are the other opportunities out there?
Yeah, that's exactly what we do is we help them sort through what do I really want to do? And the first piece of it that we do for the VA Accelerator program is we have them go through an interest measurement, which helps them sort through what are really my interests in this. And then they sort through – then they work through is entrepreneurship right for me? And then they work on the idea. And after shaping the idea, they may find that, gee, you know, there's really not a market for what I think I want to do.
Right. And if the market's not there, then you have the other piece where they can start looking at maybe employment opportunities. And talk about that real quick. I want to jump back into franchising, but the employment side of the VA accelerator is what? I mean, what skills are they learning if they're saying, you know what, I think I'll be best working for somebody? You know, what are they learning through the VA accelerator?
Well, they really learn business skills and, you know, navigating in the military and navigating in the civilian workforce is a lot different.
What have you found when you say that? When you say it's a lot different, I mean, what have you discovered through your time period?
Well, think about, over the last decade, I've been called up repeatedly and I've had to go back into the civilian workforce. So I've had to bounce back and forth. And what I was talking about is the business skills that you need in the military are much different than the business skills that you need in the civilian workplace. In the civilian workplace, just working with email is different,
sure.
You know, and how you respond to emails. Because the military is an autocratic organization.
Right.
The civilian sector is more free-flowing. Yeah, free-flowing organization.
Right. So how you talk to people, how you network, how you connect with people, how you do meetings, all those things are kind of what you're talking about, the soft skills.
All those are much different. Right. I've briefed four-star generals, and I've briefed executives on the commercial side. Those briefings are much different.
Okay, right. What do you find? I mean, is the difference between, you know, like it, the brevity? Is it the difference between, I mean, what do you see is a major difference?
Even how you present the briefing is different. How you structure that briefing is different.
Right.
And you know, going back and forth between the two, you really have to, the way you approach an executive or a future, you're working on a business opportunity, you know, a future customer is much different than you would brief a four-star general or a general or a colonel or any of those other
The talking points are different and everything
else.
Is that, especially for, you know, and there's a dynamic, because you've got about three different dynamics going. You got that person who spent all their time on active duty and maybe coming out after 30 years or so and have only had, you know, briefing, you know, military, whether it be enlisted or officer, have only spent the time in the military. So them kind of walking out into the civilian world is like, whoa. And then you've got the person who's been kind of, you know, reserve or guard, who have kind of bounced around this, that, and the other. But, you know, depending on what their position is in life, they may not have had certain experiences, and they may have been called up for a long period of time, you know, given what the war footing was. You know, with all of that, would you say in the VA, so there's something for everybody? I mean, for all of those kind of three different kind of parties right there?
Absolutely, because one of the curriculums we also have is what we call business skills. So at ad hoc, they can pull off, hey, I want to learn a little bit about how do I present,
okay.
how do I meet,
okay.
how do I network, and how do I do these things.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have some harder skills, like, you know, for the business owner, for them to understand accounting. You know,
okay.
I mean, if you can't understand the finances of your business, you've got a serious problem.
And those are one of the failing points for businesses. I mean, you know, not understanding accounting, not understanding how to do the taxes, not understanding. I think I saw a thing, and you had there a hire right about kind of hiring the right person. I mean, those kind of different pieces. I saw a couple dynamics. I mean, those are some of the things that they're learning.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the HR piece, the human resources piece, is one of the places where businesses starkly, you know, fail. And so what we do is we focus on giving the veteran business owner the competitive advantage, basically, because they're going to learn all the skills, not only about basic human resources, but how to hire, how to recruit, how to hire, how to deal with confrontation of employee, how to do appraisals.
Right. What are the other modules? I'm going to get to the franchise in a minute, but I remember looking at, you got the hire module. I think you got eight modules. Is it hire, set? What else is
what
in
we
there?
Do is we there's a business owner or in a business, you really have multiple vertical directions. You have marketing, selling and marketing.
Okay.
You got to understand how to market and sell.
Definitely.
You've got to understand how to manage.
Right.
You've got to understand how to lead, and you've got to understand the human resources piece of this thing.
Right.
So then for an employee or a person who wants to be hired, really has to be proficient in some skills. And so each one of these has their own distinct track of education in which either the business owner, whether you're seeking self-employment or employment, you can get something out of this thing.
I know I saw one module dealing with customer service. And, you know, I mean, in this day and age, you know, especially going into the private sector, if you spend a lot of time in government and military, maybe customer service may not be the highest on the priority list. But did you do that because of your experiences in the military, government, and everything else?
Well, it's also, I have a lot of commercial experience. I've helped run both national and international companies. And what I found is that the cost of losing a customer, you know, there's a cost to getting the customer, and then the cost of losing a customer. Mm. And so what customer service is the key to retaining that customer.
Right. And, you know, I mean, I must, you know, with veterans sometimes they have the, because, you know, they're about service. I mean, they, you know, the whole thing about becoming and going into the military is that we want to serve. And so it sometimes it's kind of helping a person get those skills to understand how do you serve the customer? How do you talk to that customer the right way and everything? Is that what that is?
Well, in the military, Derek, we're not really a customer service focused organization. We're a mission driven.
Right, exactly.
The military is a mission driven organization.
Yeah.
And so what it is to change that perspective and help that veteran understand how to work with the customer and even how to talk to the customer on the phone.
Right.
This is how you're not only going to capture that customer but retain them for a long term.
Right. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about your partnership or your alliance with International Franchise Association, working in terms of and they have a program that you guys have been working with called VetFran. But you know, we talked about veterans getting into franchises, and it seems to be a natural fit, and there's a number of different dynamics, and I know you've developed a curriculum along with IFA and VetFran that you have on the VA Accelerator that can help maybe a person who's thinking about getting into franchising. We'll talk about that when we come back. We're talking to Philip Sella. He is a program manager of a program called the VA Accelerator. You can find the website at vaaccelerator.com. It's a Department of Veteran Affairs program focused in on two things, entrepreneurship and employment of veterans. And you can get on there. You can take a number of different classes. You can learn, get some mentorship. You can get a number of different things that you need in order to help you succeed. We'll be coming right back in a few minutes, and we'll be talking more about how to get veterans jobs and how to get veterans starting to get into businesses. You listen to Fed Access with Derek T. Deutsch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Deutsch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about veteran issues and specifically veteran employment and veteran entrepreneurship. There's a dynamic right now with the number of veterans coming back that we need to get these veterans hired after they've served their country so nobly that we need to get them out there and get them into the job market. But then also there's opportunities for veterans to start businesses, become entrepreneurs, and then serve their country in a different way and start, you know, making profits and employing veterans and employing other people and then also bringing those profits back to America and everything else. So we're talking to Philip Sella. He is a program manager for the VA Accelerator. It's a special program the Department of Veteran Affairs has. You can find it at vaaccelerator.com. And it's a program focused in on employment and entrepreneurship. And Philip, we were talking, you know, before the break and about franchising. And I know you were at the main franchising conference recently, I think in Las Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But with franchising, you know, what are you doing with the VA Accelerator and the International Franchise Association and their program called VetFran?
Derek, VetFran is a great program over at IFA, the International Franchising Association, and VetFran was started and is being run by veterans, because mm-hmm. what IFA has discovered, or the franchising community, is veterans are very successful at not only becoming a franchisee, but a franchisor.
Right.
And we, out at the IFA conference, we conducted hundreds of interviews with veterans who are very successful in franchising.
Hmm.
And a lot of that's because in franchising is that, as much in the military knows, is the supply chain is important, and the franchise itself provides that supply chain for the veteran.
Right. You know, with franchising, are we talking about, what are we talking about? Are we talking about everything from your major franchise, from McDonald's, or a major franchise, like a UPS store, all the way to maybe a smaller franchise? I mean, what are we talking about when we're talking about these kind of program, and what are some of the franchises doing? And with the VA Accelerator, what are you teaching them on the VA Accelerator?
Well, what we're teaching them is that we're helping the veterans sort through not only is franchising right for them, but what franchise is right for them,
mm-hmm.
and then we help them develop their franchise plan. And work with the opportunity, because they've already done the marketing and they've already looked at the market for the franchise. where they're going to be, and it looks helps them shape that plan and helps them take advantage of the opportunity of that franchise. And franchises, Derek, are all over the place. I mean, that's what's exciting about franchises. You can pretty much do anything through already a franchise, a known brand, mm-hmm. and a known organization out there. And we right. interviewed everybody from Fred DeLuca, who is the co-founder of Subway, to Mr. Reuter, who is in plumbing franchise. And
is that his real name, Reuter?
not sure what the real name is, right, but yeah. but it's we went through in the restaurant industry, you know, home everything from home appraisals, you right. know, and right. a lot of these. Franchises were actually started by veterans, with the purpose of helping veterans.
Sure, with the program and these interviews, are these interviews for the people who are signed up to the VA Accelerator? So when they're on the VA Accelerator, can they access these interviews and learn?
Absolutely. What we want them to do is the veteran to do through the courses is hear from the expert, hear from the business owner or the franchisor or the expert. So mm-hmm. as they're going through the courses, they're having questions asked to the experts. So they're getting smarter mm-hmm. at how to run their business.
You know, I mean, in all fairness, I know me and you had talked, and I'm on there too, talking about some different things as well. And with the videos, you know, you're integrating this dynamic of saying, you know what, you can learn the lesson, and then you can see a video to kind of talk about from people who are doing this kind of things and everything else. Have you found that to be a more effective learning tool for some of the veterans? And also, yeah. where can they access this information? Is it just a laptop, a tablet? I mean, what are they doing? Where can they get this information?
Yeah, Derek, we found it to be very successful. We've had businesses that or veterans that are interested in starting doing their own thing, veterans that are interested in federal contracting, veterans that are interested in franchising. And they've all liked this blended learning environment. Also, what we're doing is we're starting to roll out a webinar series to reinforce that and where they'll be able to access a webinar and hear from the experts right. on specific topics, right. whether it's branding or franchising or whatever it's going to be, the topic, or writing a business plan. And that way reinforces what they're learning.
With this blended learning environment, is it mobile? Is it, can you look at this anywhere? Or, I mean, do you have to be, you know, do you have to go to a certain place?
It's all accessible on the web.
Okay.
And what we'll be rolling out soon is a mobile site. And they'll be able to, on their smartphone, or their tablet. Right now, it works really well on a tablet, but we want to drive it down to whatever device the veteran's carrying
sure.
around. And our objective is they can learn and grow no matter where they're at.
Right, right, right. You know, with the dynamic of franchises, and some people think that, you know, when you get a franchise, and tell me if this is true or not, when you get a franchise, that it's an automatic success. That, you know, because I got the brand name with it and everything else, and I've got the backing of this, that, and the other, is going to be an automatic success. Is that always true? I mean, is that something, because small business failure is something that I always am concerned about, you know, about people jumping out there, they invest a lot of money, you know, they put a lot of time and energy, but then they don't, you know, they're not able to carry it through. It, you know, in 2-3 years, they're gone. You know, what do you find?
Well, I find that starting any business, is a commitment on two sides: mm-hmm. time and financial.
Sure.
You're gonna have to invest financially into it. And so the best thing to do is really understand what you're investing in, and look at how you're gonna get a return on your investment. And that's really what the planning's about. Is you need to plan this out. Jumping into business, often results in a failure in business.
Mm-hmm. And with all of that, you know, because you've been there. I mean, you've kind of been on that mode where you had a business, you had to stop the business, you had to wind it down, and then try to get back in the market, had a lot of competition, you know, with that, and then the dynamics of, and you've held on and been able to succeed to that degree. But when you wrote the kind of VA Accelerator and the curriculum, is it in mind to kind of think about how do we prevent people from that failure dynamic? I mean, how do we make sure, is that what the planning stage is to really make sure there is that is, you know, that we try to prevent people from failing?
Well, Derek, every soldier, sailor, airman, marine knows about the operations plan or operations order.
Op order, yeah.
And basically, the op order is broken down in multiple parts. Well, you know, the operational piece, but all the support elements. It's got a piece in there for what's your intelligence. Think about in the business planning process, you have intelligence. What's your marketing intelligence, you know, that you want to put together?
Sure.
You know, you have a piece in there for supplies or logistics. Well, what do you need to reoperate your business, right? The only piece that's not in the op order is the cash flow statement, if you think about it. But you need to develop that in the business to be able to run it. So, but everybody knows in the military also that, you know what? You can have the best op order and it's got to change, right? And that's where you have a fragmentation order or a frago. And so what you, by having a good plan, you're able to quickly adapt that plan to the market. One of my experiences was when I found out on my last deployment, we were losing 90% of our business, and I was sitting in the Horn of Africa, is that what did I have to do? Start the planning process again. And that's what I did.
You know, you make a good point, because I think sometimes, you know, a lot of people, and I see this, and you talk about intelligence, and a lot of people think, they hear intelligence, they just think about kind of military intelligence and everything else. But you just kind of broke it back into perspective that you got to have market intelligence, competitor intelligence. You know, all of it is just information to help you make decisions, you know, and that I think maybe that's the disconnect between the military jargon and then the tie into civilian, but it's still kind of working hand in hand.
That's what makes a veteran so good at entrepreneurship, Derek, is because we get it.
Right.
And it's just a matter of how do you transfer what you're doing today on the military side or what you did
and make your mind
connect
to it.
Transfer it and apply that to the business dynamics.
Right, right.
I mean, if you look at some of the top CEOs in business right now are veterans. You know, if you look at Johnson & Johnson, that's a veteran.
Right. Right, right.
Verizon,
Clorox,
that's a veteran.
Yeah, a number of
Clorox,
yeah.
That's a veteran.
Sure.
And it's because they were able to transform that military know-how and then match it up with what are the business skills, what's that mapping of the business, and that's what we do at the VA Accelerator.
You know, we got to end this right here, but in all of that, we're going to definitely have you back because there's a lot to talk about with veterans and everything else. With the program, I want to make sure people definitely understand. Once they get into the program, what's the next step? I mean, with the mentorship, are you there with them long term? Are you there to kind of focus in on helping them succeed?
We're helping Derek businesses that are already in business, and we're helping them. We're helping one up in Michigan right now expand their business.
Okay.
So we're there for you.
Okay,
we're there for the veteran.
VA Accelerator, Philip Seller. He is the program manager of the VA Accelerator. You can find it at vaaccelerator.com. Let me just make sure that's clear. vaaccelerator.com is the website. You can find it. It's a Department of Veteran Affairs program. It's out there to help veterans to learn things about entrepreneurship, to give them some skills that's going to make them more employable, make them more marketable, make them more competitive in this market, and then it's going to definitely help people succeed. Thank you, Philip, for coming on Fed Access.
Thank you, Derek.
You've been listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch, Friday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.